Hello and welcome to the introduction to the 21st Century Father podcast. So let me first introduce myself. I am with TechGeek311. My name is Robert. I'm currently a married man with two toddler children. I have a daughter who's 5 and a son who's 3. Now, basically, my background has been in a lot of computer troubleshooting. I've done a lot with iPhones, Apple products. I've done a lot through TV and movie reviews. I know a lot about toys, whether it be toddler, infant, or teenager or adult toys. And I know a lot on TV shows, movies, comic books, and so forth. So I have a vast range of knowledge of everything sort of geeky and everything sort of techie. But the reason for this podcast about the 21st century father is that I've noticed a lot of parents and a lot of fathers, since we didn't grow up with most of this stuff, or some of us did, we just didn't care about it, this stuff is of interest of our children. And so since a lot of fathers and a lot of parents don't know about it, I am creating this podcast as a way to inform you, teach you, and hopefully expand your mind so that you're able to interact with your children a lot better. Because as you know, even though we didn't grow up with it, our children are going to be growing up with a lot more technology, a lot more TV, a lot more movie shows, and a lot of toys out there. And you've got to know basically what that is, how it works, what's the purpose of it, so you can actually make the right choices and recommendations for your children. So this podcast, The 21st Century Fathers, to bring all the fathers into our 21st century and beyond, as well as the moms, because remember, without the moms, we wouldn't be fathers. And it's basically to bring both parents together, let the fathers understand the technology, because most fathers are going to be the ones that are going to deal with technology. Most fathers are going to be the ones that are going to watch the TV shows with their children. They're going to be the ones who are going to buy the toys and things like that. Now, not to say a lot of mothers aren't going to do that too. There are a lot of mothers, but most of the time it's fathers who deal with technology and gadgets and things of that sort. So this podcast is to help the fathers get more informed on those things so you're not lost and so you can interact with your children a lot better. So the way this podcast can help you is to make sure you are getting a notification or update, something to let you know when the new podcasts come out, on the new episodes, and that way listen to them. Because think about it, most of the time we spend our time driving a car listening to music. And music helps us with nothing. We spend our time doing laundry. We spend our time cleaning dishes, spend our time cleaning. And we do nothing in that time to help our brains get better. So in this sense, you can listen to this podcast because listening we can do anytime, anywhere, and you can be learning something that can actually help you interact with your children better and help you in the future as well. So where we're going to go from here is basically I'm going to go through a series of stuff that I've been involved with my children, as well as things that I know from my past, as well as stuff that I've realized and learned with my children as they've been growing up. Now, I understand they're toddlers, and probably a lot of you fathers and parents probably have teenagers or young adults. This can still help you regardless of the age of your child. Because you think about it, your child is still going to be learning about technology a lot more. They're going to be involved in a lot more movies, TV shows, cartoons. And toys are in a huge range of ages, from your infant all the way to your adults. I mean, if you look at the Funko Pop, for example, that toy alone, I mean, they've got toys from movies, Nightmare Before Elm Street, or Nightmare Before Christmas, Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, movies that children, young children cannot watch, but the toys are out there. So those are toy collectibles for adults. And so you need to know these things and know that they're out there. So that's pretty much where this podcast is going to be. I hope this is going to be informative for you guys, and I hope this is something that will help you learn and grow as fathers and as parents, and help you interact with your children a lot more so they can be productive adults when they grow up. And that's pretty much the introduction. So I hope this is something that you want to listen to on a daily basis. And like I said, follow me here. Follow me on the other sites that you see my podcast on. I think it's on Spotify as well. and then get notifications from it as these podcasts come out. I will try to get them out as daily as I can and as frequently as I can so that I can help you out and inform you on whatever current trends or things that are coming out. I thank you for listening to my introduction to this podcast. I hope this was informative, and I hope this is something that can help you out as fathers and as parents. And hopefully you can see your children grow and you can interact with your children a lot more. I thank you again for listening, and I will catch you again with more episodes. Hello again, and thank you for stopping by and listening to my podcast today. My name is Robert, and I want to give you guys another episode of the 21st Century Parenting. Today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about why parents, probably including yourself, keep on trying to teach our modern kids about our old past. This is something that I've been watching a lot of parents do, whether it be through my kids' activities, my kids' schools, around supermarkets, around stores. I keep noticing this, that today's parent keeps trying to teach their modern children, oh, I didn't have technology, I didn't have social media, I didn't have computers, we didn't have computer animated cartoons. They keep trying to teach their kids about their ways, and yet their ways is outdated compared to what their children are growing up with today and in the future. So I want to talk to you guys about why are parents doing this? What is the problem here? I understand, yes, kids need exercise. We all need to get out. We all need to be out in nature and so forth. And I do understand, yes, too much time against in front of the computer or phone can be harmful and also can, you know, make you big and fat as well. This I understand. And I understand there are some traditions. Traditions are fine. Keep your traditions, you know, let those go. Not telling you to ignore any of those factors. What I'm saying is, your kids are going to be more social than you ever were when you were young because they have social media now. We didn't have social media. We had a telephone and we had maybe an available friend to call to do something with. Today, your children have social media. They can communicate with children and people around the entire world. Now, yes, as a parent, you need to regulate this and you need to know who they're speaking to. That means you yourself needs to understand the technology. Beyond the technology of chatting and communicating, they also have several games teaching them hand-eye coordination, and they have tons and tons of material to learn from. Lots of Wikipedia articles, lots of articles on information to teach them about humans, the body, space, and so forth. So there's tons of information. So you're not really going to get your child to listen to actually read a book, but to listen to a book, maybe through Audible or another audio service, yes, they can do that. So I recommend parents, stop teaching them about your past. Start learning about today's technology and getting acquainted with it so you can relate with your children more. And start helping them with today's stuff, things that we have today. Don't worry about your past anymore. They're not going to go out and play ball or play catch like you used to do because they have social media. They have the internet. It's not like it was when we didn't have it. When we didn't have it, that's all we had was to play ball, play catch, and so forth. Which is still fine today. They can do that, but you got to understand where they are today. If your children are in the baby, infant stage, or toddler stage, their future is going to blow your mind. If your children are within the preteen or teenager stage, or even a young adult, even in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to change. So think of it in a way as the time when cassettes ended, the when DVDs came out and VHS ended, and when CDs came out and now CDs ended for digital music. So think of those transitions. Your kids are going to be going through a lot more transitions than that. All right, parents, so I hope this helped you out. I hope this got you to think a little more and to understand that your children are not living in your past. They're not living in your day and age. Please start understanding and relating to what they're involved in today, what they're doing now, and start focusing on that and focusing on the future. So you need to start learning how to utilize today's technology if you want to relate with your kids and you want to teach them and keep them active throughout the summer, school years, and all that. All right. that is my talk for today. I will come back and give you guys more as they come through. I thank you guys for listening in. Don't forget, follow me on Instagram at rwtechgeek311 or robert_w311. And check out all my other podcasts, my other episodes that are going on. I hope you guys subscribe to them and follow me. And I will bring you guys some more stuff as they come through. I thank you once again for listening in.